Sergeant Benjamin Graham, a retired member of the Baltimore Police Department, died yesterday on the 16th of June 1895 at his home, located at 2010 Canton Avenue. He was in the 76th year of life. He had been on the police department's retired list since the 22nd of April 1880. His death came as the result of a complication caused by troubles, which were brought about by injuries received while he was in active duty. While on duty 11 years earlier, Sergeant Graham was badly injured after being struck by a coasting sleigh. It was those injuries that caused his retirement from the force and subsequently ended his life. At the time of his service, he was assigned to the Eastern District, of which he had done the last 13 years of his service. The sergeant had an eventful career. He was born in Somerset County, Maryland, and started out early in his youth to become a sailor. In his seafaring years, he was shipwrecked twice, sailed around Cape Horn half a dozen times, and made a circuit of the world once. When just 18 years old, he was on the bark Mary Kimball, which was wrecked in mid-ocean and whose crew drifted about for several days in the ship's lifeboat until rescued by an English bark and landed at Liverpool. He also served on the ships Governor Davis, Mary Ann, Richard Cobden, and the French bark Lilia, of Marseille, between the time of his first wreck in 1845. He went to New Orleans in the transport ship, America, from which port she took troops to Veracruz for the Mexican War. He was in the Baltimore clipper ship, Republic, when she was wrecked, in 1848 off the coast of Ireland. After that, he was in ships in the South American trade, and sailed around to the Pacific, then came back east and entered as second mate in vessels that ran in the China trade. Next, he tried his luck in the California gold fields for about 8 months before coming back to Baltimore. In 1857, Sergeant Graham was appointed on the Baltimore Police Department, where he remained until after the April riots, with the Massachusetts troops as they were passing through Baltimore on the 19th of April 1861. He was compelled to resign owing to political differences, but in 1867 was reappointed to the force and was made a sergeant, serving until his retirement. Sergeant Graham was married twice, his second wife and seven children survive him. Mr. George W. Graham, an employee of the Baltimore Post Office, is his son.